This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was like a perfect day yesterday down there at Comerica Park. Beautiful weather, sun out shining, fall baseball, which we haven't experienced in so long, and Detroit showed out. What a great showing by the fans and by the team. And what made it even more perfect was all the things that have been questioned and second-guessed, and be nice to get some of this, some of that. God, a lot of players answered the bell. Cole Keith got his first postseason hit answering the bell. Spencer Torkelson drove in Keith with a double. That was his first postseason hit. Riley Green had a big RBI hit in the first inning. He hadn't been hot in the postseason. And then Tyler Holton, who got knocked around in game one, responsible for four of the five earned runs in the first inning of game one. He came in and got a 1-2-3 in the ninth. It was like the Tiger fans answered the bell. The team answered the bell. AJ Hinch, great line this morning on MLB Network from Matt Vasgersian.
Matty.
Who said AJ got his steps in, referring to AJ Hinch and how many times he went out to the mound. But six pitchers, all right? Six pitchers in total doing what they do. We do not know who is starting. I would come back with Cater Montero again. He only threw six pitches, and his dominant numbers against the Guardians only got better. Gator, you would go with Jackson Jobe. You're going to hand the ball to the 21-year-old?
Sure. Only need one inning.
Yep.
And then turn things over to Reese Olson, let him pitch the next five or six. Hopefully he's able to do that. And hopefully he's turning a lead over to the bullpen, the rest of the bullpen.
And Kang, your starting pitcher for today's game is?
Oh, man. You went with Reese?
No, I went with Jackson Jobe.
I went with Cater.
I want it to be Jobe just because that's the entertainment part in me, to be Jobe. But I'm going to go with Reese.
Yeah, I can see it. 248-539-9797. Okay, we'll get back to your phone calls in a moment. But this is kind of funny. The Tigers have ambushed Major League Baseball, and quite frankly, it's ambushed our own town. This was not in our plans. But did the story of Evan Petzold, the writer, the beat writer that covers the Tigers for the Free Press, he booked his honeymoon on August 10th. He booked it. The date he booked it was August 10th.
The next day is the day the Tigers go on this run.
Which is a date that's been cited so many times since August 10th. At that time, the Tigers had a 0.2% chance of making the playoffs. His honeymoon started October 2nd and runs through October 18th. He's in Greece right now. So the Free Press beat writer, before they were eliminated, but just a 0.2% chance, books his honeymoon to Greece. So he's sending pictures from Greece. Parker Meadows, his bachelor party is scheduled for later this month. And he's like, I'm hoping I can't go.
Right.
Because the American League Championship Series runs through October 22nd. The World Series runs from October 25th to November 2nd. So Parker Meadows, and Birchie Kid did a story on it on our website, 971theticket.com. He's like, I have to cancel my bachelor party. I hope we do. Have they hijacked your fall in any way, Tiger fans? Whether it be your disposable income has been shifted from one team to another,
right,
or you know, you've used some personal days or vacation days to watch or go to these games, because they've kind of hijacked everything, and it's great. But how have they hijacked your fall? 248-539-9797. I would say 4 years ago, right now, on our program, we would be focusing on the NFL draft. 3 years ago, we started to get a chance to talk about things other than the draft, but there was still a lot of draft talk. 2 years ago, we were talking about the Lions. Last year, we were without question talking about the Lions. And we have Michigan football and all that. But our fall has been hijacked as well, and it's so refreshing.
It impacted me last weekend in that, you know, the game was like Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And where Michigan and Michigan State were playing night games on Friday and Saturday night, I thought, okay, great. I'll get some golf in on Saturday. Nope. And I'm okay with it. Going to sit down and watch the Tigers play.
Yep.
I said, that's what's important right now. So that's, I guess that aspect that impacted me a little bit took away something I was going to do and enjoy, but replaced it with watching Tiger baseball, which is fantastic.
Here's something else that may happen. If there is a game five, and look, there's work to be done here, make no mistake. When the college football schedule comes out, I always look at what happens during the bye week when Michigan's bye, because I know if it's in the right time in the schedule, where's Michigan's bye? Late September, early October, if they have a bye week, I'm getting up north. But what are the other games that weekend? So I can just have a day to be a fan. And I'm like, oh my God, October 12th I said it at the time, this is back in whenever the Big Ten schedule came out. I said, if you look at the schedule, October 12th, and we talked about it on the air, because you could see it coming. Washington at Iowa is a noon start. Penn State at USC is a 3:30, and Ohio State at Oregon's a night game. Well, guess what? If there is a game five, it's 4:30 Saturday, and it's going to hijack my Saturday, which is just fine.
Well, I got to tell you sure said Istanbul in a funny way when you said up north. Am I right, Kang, or am I right?
I heard it too, man.
Yeah.
Come back this week.
You're really growing it out.
A different look. I am. I really got to. I got to shave.
You want? Well, I understand. You want to give the doctors a full view of what's.
Yes,
what
exactly.
This is what you're working with.
Is that right?
All right. Yeah. Okay. I see where it's not coming in as strong.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I understand. And
I still got a little bridge there from right to left, don't I?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, still got a little bridge.
What do you call that? Is there a term for that?
What bridge is it?
I got a bridge. It's an isthmus. I got a hair isthmus. anyway.
It's like Everglades or something. Like,
how have the Tigers hijacked your fall? 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Harry's in Sterling Heights. He's on 97.
Yeah, great show.
Thank you.
I want the Tigers to play the Yankees. I hate the Yankees.
I get it.
I'm 74 years old, and my favorite team was the 61 Tigers. And the Yankees came in, and they swept on a Labor Day weekend. And I hate the Yankees ever since.
Well, look, I mean, if they get there and we get to choose the opponent, like if the Tigers win tonight, then we'll get to watch game four of that Yankees-Kansas City series. And I have to admit, at this point, I'm not afraid of anybody because, quite frankly, we should be afraid of everyone. But at this point, I'm not at all. I'd rather play the Yankees.
But if you look at the Tigers, we had Norm Cash, Kalen, Calavito, Jim Budding, about. Frank Larry. What a great team.
Yeah, what about this team's pretty great, too. And
different. Well, I give the Hinch credit. Well, he's done with this thing that he didn't have any chance, and they come around. The guy's a good manager. He should be manager of the year.
He's a hell of a manager. 248-539-9797. Paul and Shelby are on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Paul. Paul, are you there?
Paul?
Got to keep your radio down, Paul. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, previous guy wasn't happy in a 61 season. That's, of course, Roger Maris hit the 61 home runs that year. And in that Labor Day weekend series, one game on the middle game, he hit two home runs and three RBIs that day.
Just got some feedback from somebody who saw me when I showed my hairline to the cameras. Yeah,
the isthmus?
Yeah, your hairline looks like the dimensions of the polo grounds.
It's kind of like a bow tie.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's whatever it is.
Because you got the bridge across the two.
I can't remember the last time it was this long and you could see any of the
It's long. Yeah. You're right. It has, I mean, and what is this, a week?
It is almost 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yep.
Keep it going.
Yeah, I say keep it going too, man.
Keep it going. Why would you?
When was the last time
you
cut it?
I'm not just keeping it going. I'm going to Turkey.
Well, right. But I mean, we're on the heater here.
Yeah, that's playoffs. What I'm saying. Exactly.
This is your. We're not asking to keep the playoff beard.
Are you going to grow a playoff beard?
I mean, I haven't. I literally trimmed this the other day, but
can
it's
you grow? Still a, you grow a playoff beard?
I will 100% not shave if you don't shave your head.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, we'll allow you to shave your beard. That's fine.
Yeah, go shave the beard. Yeah, go for
that's
it.
That's itchy. You can't handle it.
Yeah.
But the head.
Up top. Grow those bangs out.
Let it go.
Here's some feedback from Petray 100. the remains of what was a great society of hair. From Corby Love, looks like a cul-de-sac. FBG 25 says, still better than Rieger.
Well, this is true. Yeah, see? Can we get a commitment, though?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because that's not my thing.
But it's a playoff. You can wear the hat. No one's going to see it. And that hat's so giant, it's going to, even if you mop like your kids got, they cover it up. You're fine.
Just to move on, I'll lie to you and say, sure.
What if your wife says,
yeah, what if,
grow it out. Maybe, keep it going.
We get her on the phone?
Yeah.
She's at work.
Oh.
Yeah. But maybe.